Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I am Julien Huyer. The Commonwealth Bank has announced it made a record profit of over $10 billion this financial year. It is 5% more than the last financial year. Suncorp Group has also posted a 68% rise in full-year cash profit after it had losses on its investment portfolio the year before. The Queensland Financial Company has announced it made $1.15 billion in net profit after tax for the last 12 months, which is a bit less than what was expected. Chief Executive of Suncorp Steve Johnston explains why they are making so much profit.
Now, at the headline level, it's very difficult to compare FY23 with the prior period, given FY22 saw a very material mark-to-market losses across the group's investment portfolios. Now, as we said at the time, these losses would unwind to profit in the form of improved underlying yield. The impact of higher running yields has more than offset any unfavourable mark-to-market movements in FY23, meaning investment returns become a large contributor to the headline profit increase.
People who rent in Australia could have saved $3 billion altogether if a year ago a rent freeze had been decided. This is revealed by an analysis by the Parliamentary Library after a request by the Greens Party. It shows renters could also save almost $5 billion over the next 12 months if the federal government organises a national rent freeze now. The Greens are currently in negotiations with the government to pass the Housing Australia Future Fund Bill and have been calling for a national rent freeze. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese will meet with his state and territory counterparts at National Cabinet next Wednesday to discuss increasing renters' rights. Greens acting leader Meherine Faruqi says the data shows the need for a coordinated rent freeze.
The Prime Minister is the most powerful man in this country. The Prime Minister is the chair of the National Cabinet. It is the Prime Minister's responsibility and absolutely within his jurisdiction to coordinate with the states and territories a rent freeze and a cap on rents.
The Transport Safety Bureau has released its final report into a train derailment which killed its driver and a rail worker in Melbourne. It found the passenger train was travelling at more than 100 kilometres an hour over the speed limit when it derailed in February 2020. The report has made 37 findings, including in relation to 15 safety issues. A bus driver faces additional charges over the death of 10 passengers returning from a wedding. Brett Andrew Button was initially charged with 10 counts of dangerous driving causing death over the June crash. The new charges brought earlier in August include 9 counts of dangerous driving occasioning grievous bodily harm and 24 charges of causing harm through misconduct. He has been excused from appearing at Newcastle Local Court and for his next appearance in October. NASA astronauts have seen the spacecraft which will fly them around the moon for the first time. They are known as the Artemis crew. They have visited the Kennedy Space Center, where they have spoken of their readiness for the mission. NASA hopes to establish the first long-term presence on the moon and eventually send the first astronauts to Mars. Astronaut Reid Wiseman says the team is getting excited.
We made it to Kennedy. This is awesome. we're fired up. It's a great day yesterday when you walk around the corner at the Neil Armstrong Operations and Checkout Facility, and there's your spacecraft that you're going to ride in. The ship, as they call it, over there. And we got to look inside and hang out, and it was really quite fascinating.
I am Julien Heuillet. This is SBS News in Easy English.